94.1 Juice FM, Creston's Greatest Hits. I'm Jensen, and I'm joined once again from PAWS Directorate-Large, Debbie Crane. I hear you have another tuxedo cat for us.
Yes. So our pet of the week this week is Frey. He's a long-haired tuxedo-type cat with a beautiful coat. It goes from black and fades up to light gray tip. Now, at 18 pounds, he has a real presence. He's a really nice boy. He likes attention, and he's even started to ask for it. When he first came to us, he was really shy, so it took him a little bit of time to settle in, but he's doing well. He gets along with the other cats, and he tends to mind his own business. He doesn't get involved in any cat dramas.
Perfect.
So he's neutered. He's had his vaccinations and health check. He's just ready to go home with one of our listeners, hopefully.
Right on. How old is Frey?
Frey is, we don't know exactly. We're thinking a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And we have a tip of the week this week.
Oh, excellent. I was about to ask you, but you're way ahead of the game.
Yeah. So we are well into our growing season, both indoor and outdoor plants. So PAWS would like to remind your listeners that some common indoor and outdoor plants are actually quite toxic to cats and dogs.
Uh-oh.
We have an infographic on our PAWS Facebook page, and it has a listing of all the more common indoor and outdoor plants. So it would be great if animal owners could have a look at that and know what plants they might have to protect their animals from.
As always, a very vital tip from PAWS Pet of the Week. Thank you, Debbie.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.
All right. Bye now.